MGTOW men, welcome back. So going MGTOW ensures that I don't have to buy stock in the world. And I'm not speaking of stock in a literal sense here. And living outside of that means that you have to become a greater stockholder in the world. And I want to have to have the opportunity to leave that. And I'm going my own way because I don't want to buy into that. And if you want to buy into the world, you can't go your own way because you have to surrender yourself to the security provided in the entities that are around you. Essentially, you have to become an ally with it. You have to become friends with it. And what do I mean by being an enemy of the world? What do I mean by being a friend to the world? So I wrote down a couple bullets here. I didn't want things too much. I didn't want to have things. I didn't want the approval of the world. I didn't want it. And I wanted to know that I could always give comfort away if I needed to. And I wanted to know that I could always first answer to my moral compass, not to the compass of acceptance. So it's not violent being this enemy of the world. It's not malicious. It doesn't seek revenge. It doesn't seek attention. It doesn't seek anything. It seeks life. It seeks a longer, more fruitful life. And the world is a symbol for regret, I think. Because that means that you were not genuine. You were not yourself. You didn't go your own way. And this is true because the world says that it will provide such and such and give you inspiration for such and such if you just enter into the agreement with it. So just look at the criticism that's offered between the world and just the red pill community in general and the world that exists all around. So the MGTOW man is leaving provision and he's going his own way, but he is criticized for it because he's not entering into this contract that the world wants you to have. So those that are enemies to the world are actually, in what I believe, those that possess the greatest amount of help that can be granted to the world, the greatest allies that the world could have. That's the interesting dichotomy about being an enemy to the world. And I always say this about MGTOW. MGTOW men are the men that are most needed by society, yet society doesn't want them. Society wants the man that is actually not pursuing that which will probably help society out in the long term. We're just there, and we're saying it's too late. We're going our own way. So we are unwanted. We are unwanted people, and I'm not going to say group, but I realize that by me using the MGTOW tags in my videos and so forth, what I say is going to be looped into what all MGTOW men are going to say if someone's looking on from the outside. And we are all our own separate MGTOW men being framed as dangerous enemies to the world. Actually, give things enough time and you'll realize that the MGTOW man is actually very much so a potential friend to the world. He's just a friend that has been turned away and told he's not wanted in many ways. Maybe not just wanted, but you're not deserving. Okay, you didn't sacrifice enough for the world. You didn't sacrifice enough and go down this path that we wanted you to go down. So as I always do on Sundays, I look at a passage from the Bible and I relate it to my view of MGTOW philosophy and how it's impacted my understanding of it and coming to the red pill thought. So in my reading this morning, I found it. I was reading 1 John and I came across one of my favorite lines summarizing what it means for me to be both a Christian and a MGTOW man. It's 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. So love of the world is enmity in this case. Love of the world is enmity to God. Regardless of what you view in the Bible, I think that we can almost all agree that within MGTOW, we are trying to remove the affection that we may have had for the world at some point. Some men had that affection longer. Some men really wanted to have affection for the world, all the things in it, all the glitz and glam. Some men are just leaving the affection for the world behind. Some are still holding on to it. Okay, and what does being of the world connote? For me, it's danger. And for me, the loving of the world means pride. Loving the world means sand. It doesn't mean concrete. Loving the world means investment into things that don't have value. And mostly are there for man's praise. So here's where the connection to MGTOW really lies, I think. Love of the world equals man's praise, ultimately. Man's praise equals status and protection. And status and protection equals provision and leverage. And that very much so turns into attention and value from the wider community that you're in. Whether this is the subdivision, whether this is the neighborhood, the city, the office, whatever it is. A wife, I don't know. family. And here's where hypergamy comes into play. Here's where Brifelt's law comes into play. Okay. When I dated, I felt myself becoming a friend of the world. I increasingly enough as became like the world, sure, my career, it started to unfold and improve. I was satisfied in that. Part of it, I'm grateful for it now. I was getting somewhere. Opportunities were unfolding. Other areas of my life were taking steps in the direction that I wanted. But at the same time, I was realizing that the scales were not balanced. There was too much love and not enough dismissal. And because of that, I was creating too much security. And ironically, at the same time, you become more insecure the greater security you create sometimes. And as you create more security, you often become very, very vulnerable. And this is because I was creating more that I had to lose, namely status, what status I had, I guess it was more than what I started with, job, position, other areas of life, accomplishments, rapport with people, and upward mobility, hypergamy, lingering. So a lot of this was fueled at the time by the dating, by the women that I was with, and I wanted to make sure that I could continue to become welcomed, but not just them, but the world, and loved by the world as a brother, as a worthwhile man, quote unquote. So I enjoyed the flesh of it, sure did, but I was growing more and more uncertain and fearful at the same time, all the more paranoid, all the more lost, and basically I find it very hard to be an enemy of the world outside of being MGTOW, and some men, sure, can pursue that, but I want peace of mind that I can go completely committed to being an enemy. A MGTOW life allows me to live an unashamed life that is that enemy, and I'll admit, I still want to accomplish things, career-wise, personal goals, respect, leverage, sure, but it's for me and the expectations that I have for myself, not wanting to fall short of the mana and the talent that have been entrusted to me. So when I dated, the world crept back in, like I said. When I pursued the courting life, the world crept back into view. Because the act of fending off hypergamy means buying more and more stock. It means buying more and more stock in the world that you need to have in the bank. Hypergamy vampires. And my heart grew weak with that thought. My heart grew limp. I lost the vim and vigor that I had. So it's funny to reflect. While I was not making it anywhere in the world previously, I was more of an enemy. And in that sense, I was actually happy about that. But as I became more amicable with the world, the further I got along with things in the world. So I know that many of you guys can probably relate at some extent to your past, relate this. And I think that of the single man, the single man that's not married but is trying to play the game hard to get, you know, to get his experience up so he can eventually get married and move from the nice condo in the city to the home in the suburbs, he really has to become a friend of the world. Because only a very few group of men, very few independently wealthy maybe, because of a certain type of career, can kind of have both right there. And I'm sure that there are some of you that are listening that have leverage. But as I said, you still have to be a friend of the world to remain relevant on the sexual marketplace in many senses. So I don't want to become a friend of the world to remain relevant on the sexual marketplace. I don't care. I'd rather be passé there. And nobody outside of MGTOW can really, really fully grasp this. It's very difficult, at least. But I truly believe that the beneficial and life-giving elements of the world around us are the elements that are backwards, that are flipped upside down, that are reversed, that are not seen. And MGTOW is backwards to so many people. It's misunderstood. It's not only backwards, but it's then misunderstood. It's already backwards in their mind, and then they still twist it. And for those that are getting past shaming MGTOW, okay, or they're getting shamed, they're gonna, you know, those people that even get past that stage of worrying about shaming MGTOW men, they're still gonna see it as backwards. They will see it as schizophrenia, as a mental illness that can't be remedied. They will just see it as a problem of the soul that can't be fixed. But it's okay. It reminds me of another passage that I want to read. Okay, John 10:19. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is a demon-possessed and raving madman." Why, listen. All right, and I'm not saying MGTOW is divine or anything. But quite literally, people will say that you as a MGTOW man, how you live your life might be reflective of a demon. It's like self-imposed masochism to the world that is of the flesh, of that worldly pursuit all the time, of the iPhone, of the Instagram, of the car, of the house, of the sand. And it's reflective of a life in sickness, actually. Once again, sickness to the world is health in reality. So MGTOW men, individuals that are enemies, we don't fight. I'm living as an enemy to the world in the sense of I'm getting rid of the checklist that's required in order to be a friend. I'm fine with that. And that's what I think of this passage, and this is what struck me today. But if you have a comment on the topic and want to elaborate, please hit me up at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. Have a good day, guys. Hoodies up, hoodies out.